What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't know. I'm getting tie game vibes, Larry.
Feeling it? You got a caller?
I think we're starting to type the digits.
Yeah.
1-0 the count. The pitch. Swung on. Blasted. Deep right field, and that is going to tie the ball game way up into the second deck as Kyle Schwarber hits his 39th home run of the season. And man, did he ever.
I believe he answered your call. Thank goodness it wasn't a rotary phone. We wouldn't have had time.
3-3 ball game.
Ooh, mercy.
Here in the bottom of the third.
39th home run, and he added number 40, a grand slam later. Welcome on, it's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giuliano, broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camp World RV Sales, Service, Parts, and Accessories. Phillies game last night, a home run derby broke out, including a pair from Kyle Schwarber. We got a lot to get into today. Landon Dickerson will join us after Eagles practice. We're live at camp. Eagles made a trade last night, which we have a lot of thoughts on what it means, and we'll learn more about this new player who could come into this corner mix here. Hugh, good morning. How are we doing?
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. I got a couple things on my mind. Mm-hmm. First, to go from Philly to Vegas is diabolical. That's diabolical. And it was brought to my attention that I have to omit something that I said yesterday.
What'd you do?
Cole Hamels is an athlete.
Oh, thank you.
Because Ben Davis brought it to my attention that there's a big difference between being an athlete and being athletic.
Okay.
And, you know, I have a lot of respect for Ben. Didn't know he was a catcher. Big ass was a catcher, like tall.
And Ben was second pick in the draft.
Yeah. So Ben, me and Ben had a set down, and he was like, you know, I understand where you're coming from. I'm embellishing the story a little bit.
Yeah.
But
he got you right?
He said,
Ben Davis.
He says there's a difference between
tears Hugh Douglas apart.
Being athletic and an athlete. Mm-hmm. You know?
Okay. So is this your version of apologizing?
Well, Cole Hamels is not athletic.
Yes, he is.
He's an athlete.
Okay.
Okay, Zach Wheeler is not athletic.
This is not an apology.
He's an athlete.
This is not an
Zach,
apology.
Zach, love you to death. Yeah. But
if you thought this counted as an apology, you're dead wrong.
No, it kind of is, because I was told yesterday I felt that I was being a little chippy. Okay, maybe. So I had to go back home, and I had to, you know, workshop some of the things that came out. Because every now and then, if you catch me on the wrong day, you know, ain't no telling what you're going to get. So I'm that's my way of saying, yeah, I see it. I see it for that.
Okay. Well,
he's an athlete, not athletic.
Well, you know what? I'll take this. We'll all take this.
So, Zach, love you, bro. Yeah. Hey.
This is good of an apology as we can get.
Love you, man. Love you.
Guy's one of the best athletes in the city. All right, anyway, 215-592-9494. We start with a Hugh Douglas apology. You said something there. You said that you went home.
Man.
Well, yesterday I went home after the show, and then I came right back to Philadelphia because I went to the game last night. I was at the Phillies Orioles game, and a home run derby broke out, but it was punctuated by two, not one, but two, from Kyle Schwarber last night. Hugh Douglas, we are now talking about a player that on August 4th, ended play on August 4th, has 40 home runs. We're talking about a guy now that is on pace to hit 58 home runs. If you look at the latest NL MVP odds, it is Shohei Ohtani, and then it is Kyle Schwarber. They are one, they are two. Pete Crow Armstrong is third. This, we're watching one of the great seasons in Phillies history. Since the All-Star break, he has double-digit home runs. He is dominating right now. Almost every night you feel like he's going to hit a home run. Being there last night, when he got up with the bases loaded when the Phillies broke the game open, he already had a home run, and everyone where I was sitting felt like he was going to hit another home run. Like, it's becoming that. And as I watch him, I think, you know, all the years I've been on WIP and just watching the Phillies, there's been a sense, Hugh, that what we witnessed with Ryan Howard from 06 to 09, right, his peak, punctuated, of course, the best of that was 06, right? He won the MVP at 58 home runs. It always felt like we would never see that again, right? That was the greatest power stretch, one of the greatest power stretches in baseball history, but certainly the greatest power stretch in Phillies history. And no one would ever do that again. Guys, it's happening again. That's what I'm watching right now. That's what we're watching right now. For me, as I watch Schwarber do what he's doing, this is Howard. This is Ryan Howard all over again. And I don't mean as an all-around everything. You know, you could tell me his batting average isn't high as Pete Howard. That's fine. I mean as a power hitter. Home runs. Power at the plate. This is Ryan Howard all over again. Ryan Howard hit 205 home runs, including the postseason in that stretch. Schwarber's over 180 now in his 4 years, and he still has 2 months of the regular season and the postseason. He could catch Howard in terms of total home runs over 4 years, and he's on pace right now to hit 58. That's what Ryan Howard did in 2006. As I watch this, and right now he has more home runs through 112 games than Howard had in his 58 home run season. I mean, he is pacing to best Ryan Howard. As I watch this, this has reached peak Ryan Howard level for me. Hugh, where do you come down on what we're seeing from Schwarber? Because this, it feels like every night, or twice a night, this guy's hitting a home run right now.
Allow me to long talk for a minute, Joe, because this, to me, is I guess the way to say it is near and dear to my heart, because I remember when Ryan came up. As a matter of fact, Ryan was my neighbor when I came back to Philadelphia, and then I started my radio career. So I was there, and I remember Ryan Howard and how people talked about how he stayed down too long because of Jim Tomey and everything like that. Kyle Schwarber is having a phenomenal season. On top of the fact that, you know, he's doing what he's doing, he's also in a contract year. So every time that he hits a home run, the first thing that I think about is, man, the price of that brick then went up.
No question.
Like, every time he goes out there and does what he does, you're going to have to pay this man more money. Either it's the Phillies or it's going to be somebody else. And he knows that. He is having a phenomenal season. He has thrust himself into the MVP conversation. No question about that. But when I think of Ryan Howard, man, I think of a kid that came up that was probably down there in the minors way too long.
Yeah, lit up a year or two, for sure.
And I think about the potential that he would have had if Tomey, you know, if they had moved on a little earlier. And then I just think about his contribution and his impact that he had on this team when he did come up in a short period of time.
But and I could argue Schwarber's had the same thing.
No,
right?
I mean, I hear it, but the teams that Ryan was on went to two World Series and won one.
Yep.
And it was like when he came up, you had Jimmy, you have
Chase,
you had Chain Victorino.
You're purposely not saying Cole Hamels?
No, Cole Hamels. Shout out to Cole Hamels. Love for Cole Hamels. But those guys, that was a special time, man. And they broke through. They broke through. I will remember vividly the night that they won. It was cold, and the crying that people were doing. Like, so for me, Kyle's having a phenomenal year, but I was there when all of that happened. So for me, it's the big piece.
Yeah, so I'm not saying he's better than Ryan Howard.
I know what you're saying.
This has reached Howard level for me, watching him. Like, being in the park last night, there was an anticipation when Schwarber came to the plate for that Grand Slam at-bat, he's going to hit another home run. And that's – when you go back to Howard's 58 home run season, it got to the point where you started to just expect home runs. And in baseball, you never expect home runs. Like, even if a guy hits a lot, it's hard to hit a home run, right? Like, even guys like the Aaron Judges, the Mark McGuires – you know, they only hit 50, 60, 70 at their peak, right? And then Barry Bonds. And that's their best, and that's over 600 at-bats, right? So even if you're watching one of those guys, it only happens every 10 or 11 at-bats, even the best of the best. Schwarber's hitting like that right now. Again, I know 58 home runs Howard is like the peak in everyone's mind, and so there's some nostalgia there. Hugh, he was a homegrown kid. They did win the World Series with him. But on August 4th of 2006, Ryan Howard had 39 home runs. Schwarber has 40. Right, there is a real chance that Kyle Schwarber breaks Ryan Howard's home run record this year.
Like, no, I get that.
He could hit 60 home runs.
No, I get
amazing.
That.
It's amazing.
I get that, and I'm not trying to – I'm not taking anything for what Kyle Schwarber is doing. It's just that for me – I have a little bit more history with Ryan.
Sure, and I think there's nostalgia to him. Yeah,
and that's kind of where I'm at with it. And that's no disrespect to what Kyle is doing, because I think it's phenomenal. But when I look at, like, to know Ryan intimately like I do, and to see that and to see him come up and become the star, he went from a guy that, you know, moving into the building, him and his son was together, and he just came up, to being the guy that got all that bread and became the big piece. So, for lack of a better way of saying it, I know Ryan Howard's origin story. You know what I mean? I mean, Kyle Schwarber came here from another team, had already won one, and has become a phenomenal piece for the Phillies. But for me, Ryan Howard and his origin story, that kind of sticks with me.
Yeah, I get it. I just, for me as a player, right, like performance-wise, not the story, just for performance-wise, when I watch the games, it's becoming Howard. It's becoming peak Howard. This is 06 Howard. If I had to guess right now, I would guess Schwarber's going to reach the mark that Howard had. I think he's going to get to 58 home runs.
Yeah, I mean, he's hot. And, listen, one of the biggest motivators on the planet is money.
He has 2 months to hit 18 home runs. I mean,
we've
seen this guy hit 10, 12, 11, you know, in a month like that. Like, I think he's going to get there, and it would not surprise me at all if he reaches 60 home runs. That's how locked in he is against lefties, against righties. 215-592-9494. Has this version of Schwarber, reached peak Ryan Howard level for you? And you could take that for whatever you want it to be. Like, you know, Hugh's thinking about how he felt about the player and all that. For me, it's like when I watch him get up to the plate, I'm expecting home runs now. And very rarely in baseball history, including Phillies history, do you expect home runs every time a guy gets to the plate. It's like a handful of people ever you can think about that. Schwarber's in that mix now. Let's hear from Schwarber last night. He was reacting here. Ryan Howard was on Phillies on Deck with some supportive comments about Schwarber, about the season he's having. Let's hear Schwarber reacting to Howard supporting him as he goes for a special Philly season.
Yeah, I mean, it means a lot. Coming up in 2015, I caught a game against the Phillies, and I swear he would have hit like four home runs if the wind wasn't blowing in. And I think he hit one that day. And I was just in a blender back there thinking, how do I get this guy out? But, to hear it from him, right, I mean, it means a lot. You know, I'm not trying to, go out there and think about records or anything like that. I'm more just trying to go out on a daily basis and, like I say, try to help these guys win. That, if that happens, it's great. If it doesn't, it's great. You know, I think at the end of the day, we all heard over kind of the weekend, that how special that 08 team is, that's a thing that we all strive to be. We all want to get to that position, and we want to be in that position that they had. And, you get remembered for a long time. You're going to be remembered here for forever. So, those are things that, as a player, that's what you dream of. But, I appreciate everything he does, and I love him as a player. And as he still comes around, you get to talk to him. Like, it's so much fun just to pick the brains of all these guys who have done it at such a high level and hear what they have to say, and you try to incorporate that into your game.
So a couple things struck me there. One, I love that he's still talking about winning, right? That they won in 08, and that's how he wants to be remembered here. They want to achieve what Ryan's team did. The other thing that struck me is how long Schwarber's been in the big leagues. In that clip, he's talking about playing against Howard. And do you hear when he said he was in a blender back there trying to get him out? That's when Schwarber was a catcher.
Yeah.
Schwarber was catching as a young player when Howard was still playing. So I was like, what does he mean, trying to get him out? You're in the outfield. And then I was like, no, he's a catcher then. 215-592-9494. Kyle, back in the studio. Where do you come down? Schwarber, two homers last night. He has now put himself legitimately in the MVP conversation, and he's on pace at 58 home runs.
Yeah, so I, unlike Hugh Douglas, have no issue embracing Kyle Schwarber and what he means to this team right now. Clear anti-Kyle Schwarber agenda.
Yesterday with
I am
the
not anti-Schwarber.
Apology this morning, which was ridiculous.
I think I did a great job of framing where I am with my nostalgia.
No, you basically said, no, Ryan Howard was your neighbor. You like him better.
You have a personal agenda here.
You weren't compelled by the origin story that I told.
No.
Compelled's a strong word.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, I tell you, you guys are insufferable.
Well, like, so I don't have a neighborly relationship with either guy. I'm just a fan of the Phillies. And what I remember about being a fan of Ryan Howard is that every single time the guy got up to a plate, I'm like, this dude could put one in the seats.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about Kyle Schwarber right now. I mean, you were at the ballpark last night chanting MVP when Kyle Schwarber's up
at
the plate.
Pretty cool.
That's how the city feels about Schwarber right now. That's how people felt about Ryan Howard. Like, he was so dangerous, such a force at the plate. Now, Kyle Schwarber still has to finish the season and catch up to what Ryan Howard actually ended up doing in that 06 season, like at his peak. And that was awesome. And, of course, Ryan Howard did win the ring in 2008. But, like, if the Phillies don't win a World Series with Kyle Schwarber, that's not Kyle Schwarber's fault. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say, like, well, Kyle Schwarber couldn't do what Ryan Howard did. No, like, this Phillies team couldn't do what that Phillies team was able to accomplish. So, like, I don't hold that against Kyle Schwarber. Just, like, I don't put it solely on Ryan Howard. Like, Ryan Howard was a part of a great team. The driving force of it, yeah, one of them, but, like, a part of a great team. So it's not going to be up to Kyle Schwarber whether or not he wins a ring or not. I'm just thinking of how I feel when those two guys came to the plate, and it's I get the same exact vibes that I did with Ryan Howard right now.
The big piece. That's all I got to say. The big piece. He was named the
Schwarber.
Big piece.
He's kind of a big piece
for a reason.
Yeah, yeah. But performance-wise, it's even. I mean, the last I think it's sneaking up on people because for years, it just was like, oh, well, no one will ever do what Howard is doing. Well, it's happening. I mean, it's literally happening. I know, and Kyle said it, he has to finish now. He's got to finish the last 2 months and the postseason. But he is, 24 home runs away from tying Howard for the most home runs in a four-year stretch in the history of the franchise, including the playoffs. You guys don't think Kyle Schwarber's got 24 more home runs in that bat through October? It wouldn't surprise me at all. I mean, he does is hit home runs.
I can see it.
I was about to say, what did Ryan Howard do in that four-year stretch? I'm talking about
205 total home runs.
I'm saying, but what? How many World Series appearances?
Two.
The big piece.
Yeah. Well, now Schwarber's at one.
But that's a team thing, though,
right?
Douglas.
That is a team thing.
But he's called the big piece.
Right. But when I say Aaron Judge and Mark McGwire, you're great home run hitters. Neither won anything. Well, McGwire won when he was young, but Judge has won nothing.
Howard broke through. Big piece.
No, I know.
This is arguing in bad faith. You can't just repeat big piece over and over again.
Because big piece is significant.
So is Schwarber.
The big piece is the piece that helped us get over the hump and helped us get our first World Series.
But what do you think Kyle Schwarber is to this team?
The story is still, his origin story is still being written.
Yeah, but this Phillies group was losers till he arrived. I mean, that's the truth, right? They had Wheeler and Harper, and they couldn't get over 500. Yeah. I'm not trying to tell everyone out there that that Schwarber should be above Howard. I know Mount Rushmore week's going on in the afternoon show. I understand the Howard is nostalgia here, right? He's a homegrown kid. What's that?
I didn't participate.
You didn't submit your Mount Rushmore?
Spike put pressure on
you. Come on, he sent two emails.
He did, and he sent the second one.
But that was more of a reminder.
Guy.
And he was like, he said something to the effect that this needs to be done today.
That's not what was the email.
He said, if you don't get it done today,
is the last day to submit to have your vote count. Thank you to everyone who has done already. Go Birds. That was his email.
Hugh has an issue with authority.
He's not authority. He's our coworker.
It's the aggressive tone.
Hugh definitely. Well,
hold on. Let me read this again. Today is the last day to submit to have your vote count. Thank you to everyone who has done already. Go Birds.
That was aggressive.
That's not aggressive.
That was a little aggressive.
That's aggressive.
And what happened, I meant to do it, but I had other stuff, and I didn't submit it.
Oh, you were busy.
I apologize.
You were too busy to write some names.
Two apologies in the first second.
But here's the thing. You can't talk. Don't talk to me like that. I have an inherent problem with that.
Don't say thank you.
Today is the last day to submit to have your vote count. Thank you to everyone who has done it.
The way that I heard it is like you need to submit this today or we're going to have a problem.
I think this is a you issue. He ended it with Go Birds.
I didn't see it. I didn't read it that way.
I think you wrongly felt threatened by
what was a pleasant message. Spike's a bully. Spike's a little bit of a bully. Mm-hmm. And it had bully vibes. I've listened to the show.
I will have to ask him his permission. I already read it on the air. We might have to screenshot his email and ask the audience if there's bully vibes.
It's the messenger.
Today is the last day to submit to have your vote count.
It was the messenger.
Thank you to everyone who has done already. Go Birds.
sticker to it.
Yeah, your story is
I felt,
crazy.
Because like yesterday when I heard him talking about it, I was like, damn, it's too late to submit.
Yeah, that's on you. All right, 215-592-9494. Has Kyle Schwarber reached peak Ryan Howard level for you? And when I say it, I mean as a player. In the box, watching him hit, and just expecting home runs. I mean, this guy's on pace for 58 home runs, and he has a real shot to catch Howard and how many home runs he hit from 06 to 09. Jeff in Wilmington is up on WIP. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
Yes, he is on. He's on that pace. Well, on the pace, but he's having that kind of year. Much like Mike Schmidt did in 80 or 81, he hit 48. Kind of year where you don't want to turn away from a guy when he's up to the plate. You want to watch him.
Well, it is one of those years. I was looking this morning just to kind of look at the numbers for all those guys and how often they hit 40. Because I think this is now three 40 home run years for Schwarber out of the four here in Philadelphia. And I was looking
that's
at
the other thing.
Yeah, it's the consistency. But you know, you look up and Jeff, obviously Howard's 58 in 06. That's the standard. But that's the only 50 home run season, right? So even if he doesn't reach Howard, he's almost a lock for 50 home runs, which only Howard has done here.
Also, what it does is it protects him from Bryce Harper as well. And you see what he's doing now that Schwarber has gotten hot. Schwarber's been kind of hot all year, but he's in that zone right now where pitchers can't – they got to pitch to one of those guys.
Mm.
And you can almost count on one of them dudes getting a home run every game. Like, one, not one getting one each game. I'm just saying – big possibility that one of those two is going to hit a home run in a game.
Well, it does feel like that. And, I mean, last night was an awesome just night for the offense in general. It was one of those nights where it's like, whoa, this is what it's supposed to look like. Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. And Schwarber, the thing about it this year that is incredible is Bryce is hot now, Hugh, and they all hit last night.
Mm-hmm.
But for most of this season, it's only been him Schwarber with the power.
Yeah.
He's had a carry. Like, there's a chance he hits 60 and nobody else on the team gets to 30. That's pretty wild.
Yeah. And for me, for them to start to turn the corner, feel like they're starting to turn the corner right after the All-Star break, that's kind of how I felt with the Mets. You know, and you just – for
last
them,
year, you mean?
Yeah, last year. Yeah, last year after they came back from overseas.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to kind of keep that going. And it feels like, you know, that they've gained a little bit of momentum.
Well, there is certainly a positive vibe to the way they're playing right now. You know, winning 2-3 over the Tigers, last night bashing around the Orioles. Hopefully it continues. They haven't won 3 in a row in a long time. I think it's been since late June. I mean, let's put a nice winning streak together here and roll. This is feeling to me like peak Ryan Howard, what Schwarber is doing. Hugh isn't quite there. Are you getting that feeling? When you watch Schwarber right now, do you feel like you're watching peak Ryan Howard? I do. Where do you come down? Has he reached that level for you? What do you think? 215-592-9494. We'll get more into the game when we come back. We're live at Eagles practice. We'll let you hear what was maybe the best offensive night of the season and how it sounded on WIP. We'll get to the Eagles trade they made last night. Landon Dickerson as well after Eagles practice. All on the Midday Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sports Radio 94 WIP.
And a swing and a drive. This is well hit towards the angled wall. Going back, Carlson looking up, and it's gone. And it's a home run for Harper over the State Farm sign to the left of dead center. Blasted deep right field, and that is going to tie the ball game way up into the second deck as Kyle Schwarber hits his 39th home run of the season. And man, did he ever. And it's swung on, crushed, and that is the first hit for Harrison Bader. It's a three-run home run straight away left field. Swung on, belted, high and deep, and it's another grand slam for Kyle Schwarber. And what a way to hit number 40 on the season. 11-3 Phillies. Schwarber with his second of the night. Back looking up, and that's gone. Back of the bullpen for Edmundo Sosa, his third hit of the night.
Crushed.
Deep left field. Westberg's out of room. Back to back. Sosa and Wilson tacking on in the bottom of the eighth, and it's 13-3.
You know it's home run derby when Weston Wilson and Edmundo Sosa get on the action. Welcome back. Midday Show live from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV by Cameron. RV Sales Service, parts and accessories. Has Kyle Schwarber reached peak Ryan Howard level for you? He has for me. Being there last night, the two home runs, there's an anticipation. First of all, you don't want to miss his at-bats. That's the way I felt with Ryan Howard. Like, you didn't want to miss an at-bat because you knew he could hit the ball of the park anytime. And there's also a feeling he's going to, which is just not normal in baseball. Most guys, you don't have that feeling of. Like, they might, they could, but I'm getting the feeling now with Schwarber, he's just going to hit home runs all the time. Last night, two of them, and that grand slam, everyone in the building could feel he was going to hit another one. 215-592-9494. But Hugh, last night wasn't just about Schwarber, right? They hit a bunch around Kyle Schwarber. He hit two, and he's got 40 now, so he's the story. But Harper, it's one in the first inning. And then I thought the biggest one, other than the Schwarber ones, was the Bader home run. That's when the game kind of flipped and you felt like, all right, the Phillies are going to win this game now. They took a three-run lead. And that was his first moment last night, Hugh, for Harrison Bader in a Phillies uniform. And it was off a righty. Loved that last night.
Yeah, that was a great debut for just a guy, somebody who really didn't move the meter for anybody when he heard his name, especially after you talking about getting Duran. And then Harrison Bader was the second choice that you got. It was kind of like, nah. But that was great for him. And hopefully – he can keep that going because we're going to need that.
Well, here's the question now. Are we starting to feel like this offense is turning the corner? Like, are we in a spot now? Because if you look up, the Phillies do have the most home runs since the All-Star break, right? This has not just been one night. Now, last night was probably pushed them over to be number one in home runs because they hit a million home runs last night.
They went off.
But in general, they have the most home runs since the All-Star break. They've hit for more power since the break than before. Are you starting to feel like they've turned a corner offensively? Because that's – in order for this to work, right, they have the starting pitching. They should have an improved bullpen with Duran. They need to score. And if they're hitting home runs, they're obviously going to score more runs. Do you feel like we've turned a corner here offensively?
No.
Come on, Hugh.
Well, it's this, Kyle, because I just remember vividly we're not that far removed from complaining – about Duran going out there twice and saving the game for us. Like, you know,
We just complained they didn't have a lot of runs.
Like I said, we playing semantics, Nacho. We complain about the fact they didn't hit a whole lot of runs. Now we're fawning over them. I think they're trending in the right direction. But did they turn the corner yet? I don't think so.
So while it's fun to poke at you, I agree with you on this. I'm not ready to say it yet. Now I recognize it's a nice little run, right?
Nice run.
Post All-Star break through now, they've hit a good amount of home runs. Way, way better than they were doing in the first half of the year. I need to see it more, and I need to see it more consistently. Now, like, I can't get excited about the Weston Wilson home run last night. He doesn't matter. I mean, forget Weston Wilson. And even in Mundo, you know, he only plays once in a while. Right? Mm-hmm. He plays against lefties. Schwarber hitting is obviously the most important thing. Bryce's power since the All-Star break, that's a huge thing because those guys are going to carry the power in this lineup. I need to see it a little bit more from the Castellanoses, the Real Mutos.
The guys lower tier.
Well, and the guys are going to be in there every day for the most part, right? Now, Bader providing some power is a big deal because he was hitting for power in Minnesota more than he really has his whole career. And I think he could provide some pop. There's pop in Bader's bat. So I think that that's going to be a good addition. By the end of the year, he should have 20-plus home runs to add to the mix of the other guys. Kyle, what are you feeling on the offense as a whole after last night? But just the last few weeks, there's been some more home runs than the first few months of the season.
Yeah, I'm definitely very encouraging to see the power sort of come back. I mean, it starts with Bryce Harper being a power hitter again, which that was something that we hadn't seen through like the first, I guess, whatever. If this is 100% of the season, then the first 75% of whatever this was. Like, and now with Harrison Bader coming in and starting to put the ball in the seats too, like, I feel like it would be a bit of a leap for me to say, like, well, the offense has clearly turned a corner just because they had one huge night last night. But think about it. Like, if we go another week or two and we see that this is what the offense has become, you know what night we're going to look back on. We're going to point back to last night.
It's going
to
be the watershed moment.
Yep. Yeah, and everyone's going to be like, that was the moment that the Phillies found their power and became like a formidable offense. So, I mean,
that makes for a great origin story, too, by the way.
Doesn't it, Hugh? Come on.
Yeah,
you're a Marvel guy.
The night that Schwarber surpassed Howard in terms of home runs through 112 games.
That's how you
want
to write it?
Well, that's the truth.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Through 112 games.
That's a great origin story.
He has more home runs than Howard did in 06.
Great origin story.
Yeah. I mean, you say write it. I mean, those are facts.
Right? No, I'm saying but this story isn't written yet.
No, I know.
It's not over. But yeah, that'd be that's what I'm saying.
Well,
to
the point of the Schwarber and Ryan Howard conversation, part of why Howard won the MVP and why he got to 58 home runs is he went crazy in August and September, right? Like, at this exact stage, Schwarber has more home runs than Howard had in 06. That is what it is, 40 to 39. But Howard went nuclear, right? He went nuts in September, August, September. Now, Schwarber's got to continue that to stay on this pace. And if he does, he's going to pass him. He's going to have more home runs in a season than Howard ever did. Let's go to Drew in Westchester. What's up, Drew?
Drew.
Hey, guys. I mean, I'm coming down with you on this, Joe. You got to calm down a little. I mean, the reality is that in all likelihood, Kyle Schwarber's never going to reach peak Ryan Howard performance levels. I mean, 2006 being the peak in every category, those numbers are insane. .313 batting average, .425 on base, .660 slug. I mean, it's unlikely Kyle's ever going to get there, okay? And just think about it this way. If the chronology was reversed and Kyle Schwarber had done this in 2006 and Ryan Howard was doing it now, you would absolutely say he has surpassed Kyle Schwarber, okay, with the run he had in 2006, 2009, Ryan Howard. So I don't see how, just numbers-wise, he's not there, and he probably won't ever get to peak.
Well, it depends on what numbers we're talking about, Drew, though. I mean, you're right. I mean, he's never – batting average-wise, he won't get there because Howard, at that stage of his career, was just a better average hitter. But, Drew, I mean, there's a real chance he hits more home runs than Howard ever hit in a season. If he hits 60 home runs, this isn't Ryan Howard-ish?
No, I'm not saying he's not. He's obviously a comparable power slugging hitter, and in terms of his importance to the lineup, and I'll even give you that. Had Kyle Schwarber been batting cleanup behind Victorino and Rollins and Utley, he probably would drive in 140 runs like Howard did four straight years. But you just can't argue with the across the board peak performance levels of Ryan Howard. They are probably never going to be touched by Kyle Schwarber or anybody else.
So I agree with you. I am just strictly talking about home run power. Like, when the guy gets to the plate, I feel like he's going to hit a home run. And I felt, and I think a lot of people did, we would never see something like Howard. And the reality is, by the time October ends, whether that's October 12th for the Phillies or October 31st, there's a real chance Schwarber has more home runs over a four-year stretch than Howard hit. Like, and that seemed like an impossibility 5 years ago. And now I don't know what the percentage chance is, but it's not nothing. It might be 50%.
Yeah, and that's not arguable. You're 100% right about that in terms of just the home run top and the power, and they're very comparable and basically equivalent there.
I agree. I understand your point. As an overall offensive player, Drew, we appreciate the phone call. I get it. I mean, Howard, that's why Howard won the MVP, right? Howard hit 300 that season. Howard had a run where he was yes, and then as he declined, his average dropped, but when he was at his peak, he had I get all that. I'm just saying the feeling you get when the guy comes to play. Kyle, you mentioned this earlier. Like, when Howard got up in those days, you didn't want to miss one of those at-bats.
Yeah.
And that's the way I feel about Schwarber now. Like, at the game last night, I'm not getting up if Schwarber's about to come to the plate. I'm sitting down.
He's scary. I mean, if you're an opposing pitcher and you see Kyle Schwarber walk up to the plate. I've felt this with Schwarber before, like in playoff situations where Schwarber comes up. I'm like, yes, like our guys, sometimes even more so than Bryce Harper. I'm like, Kyle Schwarber's up at the plate. Like, something crazy could happen. Mm. And like, this is the most I've felt it. Like, I've felt it pretty much this entire season. And that's how I remember feeling about Ryan Howard, especially in 2008, the whole get me to the plate boys type thing. Like, that's Kyle Schwarber right now. Like, so while the numbers might not be exactly aligned, like, I'm thinking in terms of what the feeling I have is when these guys go up to the plate. It's the same exact feeling.
It is. And look, I know the Howard thing, like, this is the fourth year of Schwarber here, and this is turning out to be his best year. That was Howard's second year, basically, in the major league. Mm-hmm. So it was like he just was getting better and better very quickly, and all of a sudden went from this prospect, like you said, Hugh, that probably waited too long to come up to all of a sudden.
Meteoric rise.
Yeah,
man.
He's the best power hitter in baseball very quickly. This has been more like a steady build.
Slow burn.
But now we're and you said it, which adds to the equation. This is his walk year. Hugh, I heard the morning show discussing this morning. When was the last time we had a player that could be about to leave, right, in a walk year in Philadelphia play at this level? I mean, Joe was talking about, I think he mentioned Eric Allen, Seth,
yeah.
Reggie. I mean, we could throw Hugh Douglas in there. How many sacks do you have in 02?
I had about, what, 15, 13, something like that.
We're taking 12. Some of those away recently, though.
Oh, that's right.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. But it's to me, and it's hard for me to separate. And Kyle, you make a good point. It's a team accomplishment. But the individual efforts that Ryan put into that team to make it what it was, because that was during a time where, you know, baseball was okay. I mean, you know what I mean. And then the young guys came up and they went on a run, and they went on a phenomenal run. And you know, the Chase Utley saying what he said at the parade and things of that nature, those are ingrained in my psyche. When I just remember that, and Ryan was a big piece of that, so that's why it's kind of hard for me to move off of that.
Yeah, and look, what he did in August and September of that season was remarkable. Now let me ask this, let me throw this out there: is any part of this, like, when Howard was doing it? It was there was extreme excitement because it was the beginning, right? It was the beginning of his run as a player. That group had a pretty good runway in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any, like, every, you said it, every time he hits a home run, I get excited and I'm like, man, well, look what we're getting to watch right now. But in the back of my head, I don't know if anyone else feels this way. You know what I'm thinking?
What you thinking?
This guy's a free agent at the end of the year.
That's why I'm at with
I
you.
Am concerned that
the price of the brick,
yeah,
goes
like
up,
they have
goes
it. I texted Kyle last night, blank check. Like, do you? They cannot let this guy walk out the door. Might hit 60 home runs.
There's no way they let him walk. Like, there's no way.
I think it's out their hands now.
What do you mean out of their hands?
No, it's entirely in their hands.
I think it's out of their hands.
How?
Because now I feel like he's at a position. How many MVPs has he won in his career?
Well, he's never won the MVP.
Okay, so he's the second leading vote getter right now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Or set in second behind
odds.
Ohtani, right?
Yeah, in the odds.
Him and his agent are talking. And there's like, dog, if you stay on this pace, you're going to get paid.
We can offer just as much money as anybody, though.
Okay, but if I'm Kyle, then I'm going to try to get as much money as I can. I'm going to go out there and see what the market bears.
Okay, well, pay it for the Phillies.
I mean, okay, that's fine, but what I'm saying is this. The conversation has shifted from, hey, what are you guys going to do, to, hey, I might wait and see what the market bears. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, there's
no
shot he's re-signing before the offseason.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
To your point on that, Hugh, he'd be crazy.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't mean they can't re-sign him, Kyle, but if you're having this type of banner year, you owe it to yourself to see how much money you could possibly get.
Yeah.
Because we were somewhere around, what, a $90 million, $100 million, something like that?
Yeah, there's no way he's getting less than $100
million. Yeah, he about to get paid.
Well, yeah, I've always expected Kyle Schwarber to seek the most money he can possibly get this offseason, but, like, it's entirely up to the Phillies if they want to pay it. Like, this is still our decision to make, I feel like.
What's their decision to at least, yeah.
To offer him to match whatever the highest bid he gets.
Yeah. I guess, like, for me, there's something in the back of my mind, like, this guy's not under contract for next season. And to the point I heard when I was driving in today with Joe, it's rare to have great Philadelphia athletes in the midst of having a great season, and they're not assigned for the next season, right?
Yeah.
Like, Joe was going back to the early 90s. You go to Hugh in 02. I guess JT, what was that, around 2020? Right? He needed a contract. He reached free agency. That was kind of weird that year with the pandemic and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't happen very often. Usually, the player having this kind of year is either young, and they're just the beginning, like, you know, Saquon just got signed, or Hurts 2022, or Carson. Like, it's not like they're at the end of their contract. It's more like it's the beginning. 215-592-9494. By the way, the poll question is up at WIP Midday Show. Was Hugh wrong for not submitting a Mount Rushmore list? Yes or no, Spike is a bully. What do you think is winning right now?
Spike's a bully.
That is winning, but I just don't think that's a fair representation
of this particular request.
Well,
like, it's fair because of this. Mm. Like I said, listen to the show. Great show. They do a great job.
Yeah.
Spike's a bully, and it came across in that what you call a simple email.
It was a very simple email.
It felt to me like a veiled threat.
It wasn't.
What is he threatening? What can he do?
Hey,
what's he going to do to you?
You need to get this filled out like right now. It was the last day for me. It felt like
I think he needed to calculate the totals.
It felt like a right now.
Oh. Kyle, did you feel bullied at all?
No, not at all. And I will say, I think we almost kind of did Spike dirty with the poll by it was more of a it's a leading question it to is. Say Spike's a bully. Like if we just said yes or no, voting might have been a little different.
I'm happy you wrote it like that because he is a bully.
Well, I only suggested we write it like that because that's the way Hugh's framing it.
We just didn't want to be unfair to you, Hugh.
Well, yeah. that would be the first time.
Again, quote, this is the email. I'm reading a personal email on the air. Quote, today is the last day to submit to have your vote count. Thank you to everyone who has done already. Go birds at the end.
Threatening.
Go birds might be the least threatening thing anyone in this area says to each other.
He also said thank you.
Thank you.
It was threatening.
Where's the threat?
It sounded very pleasant to me.
The threatening part was this is the last day.
Because he has to count the votes.
That's a fact, Hugh.
Threatening.
Yeah, I think Hugh's a misrepresentation of facts when he doesn't like.
Hugh, this is the last day of training camp. Is that a threat?
It's no, because it all depends on who says it. Spike said it. Spike's an imposing, threatening figure.
Spike Eskin is an imposing, threatening figure.
It's my story.
Excuse me.
Digging to it.
I think the problem is you haven't seen him in a while.
You are not about to shame me or bully me, Joe.
Yes, we are.
Feeling... No.
You
watch.
Should feel bad for not filling out the Mount Rushmore list. You should feel bad.
The fact that Kyle said you watch.
Like, we have 3 hours
is that a
to
challenge?
This is ridiculous.
We won't stop.
Boy, Swoop outside. Listen.
Where was Swoop coming from, by the way?
I tell you what. I know Swoop. He need to wash that outfit because I know that thing. He cooked a stew. Last couple days, he was cooking us.
Yeah, that thing can't smell good.
It can't smell good.
Let's go to Aaron in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, Philly. Good morning.
No, I liked it better. We had some consistency.
I like the fact that
hey, Philly. That
he's workshopping.
It was disconcerting.
He's workshopping.
Real quick, that one goes out to Mike S., who is a loyal You People participant. He requested it yesterday, so that's why you got it today.
Okay. All right. Well, at least it's going for the you people. All right.
Have we ever seen a guy swing his way out of a $100 million contract into potentially a $200 million contract?
Well, if not, we're watching it right now. I mean, Aaron, I know there is a sense that the DH market, like those guys just don't get paid because of what they are, right? They don't play the field. But if you hit 60 home runs... You're going to get paid. That's my rule for free agency.
That's what it feels like.
You know, I just wish these guys, you know, the Josh Harrises of the world, the John Middletons of the world, would take a page out of the Eagles playbook. You got to see, you know, you got to look in the future and see what's going on. I can't understand why we didn't sign this guy earlier because it just, with every home run, it's just costing you more and more and more money.
Well, not Aaron, you're right. And then it's the other side of it, too. Whatever, and I know last night they hit a bunch of home runs. But for every home run that he hits and the rest of the team doesn't, his importance grows. Like, he could hit 60 and nobody else gets to 30. So if I'm his agent, I'm not just saying, hey, I have a 60 home run hitter here. You need that guy because without him, you don't have power.
Yeah.
Hey, Hugh, a great parlay bet tonight. Might be the under in terms of runs scored with all the runs that they put on the board last night.
They used them up last night?
It's not the worst bet.
Yeah, it makes sense, actually.
So, I need to hit a lick, too.
Yeah. When was the last time you hit a bet? A few weeks? Months? Weeks?
It's been a while.
You got to get that account right before football season.
Yeah, I do. I'm working on
it. I told you the over in the Hall of Fame game, you didn't listen.
I didn't. I did not listen. Mm.
Aaron, what do you think? Should Hugh have filled out the Mount Rushmore list for the afternoon show?
You know, and here's the thing. It's hysterical that you guys think of Skippy Eskin as a bully.
Well, I don't. I mean, I don't at all. Like,
what do you mean, you guys?
More a gnat, more like a pest than anything else. So, no, I don't. You know, I think Hugh should do what Hugh does.
Oh, geez.
He's very popular with the WIP listeners, and you know, if somebody wants a Mount Rushmore, and you don't feel like doing it, then don't do it, Hugh.
I mean, but we're kind of a co-worker.
Yeah, well, it's also being a team guy.
Don't enable him, Aaron.
Team guy stuff.
He has the team player aspect.
Okay, so Hugh, you got a chance right now. Why don't you give us what your Mount Rushmore is, and what was the Mount Rushmore of? Because he was
there were multiple Rushmores.
Well, the initial one was the Phillies.
So you got all four teams, and then your overall Mount Rushmore. Since 1975.
Well, we kind of know where this is going. You know, Ryan Howard.
Okay.
Mike Schmidt.
This is your Phillies?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was Mike Schmidt was on there. J-Roe.
Okay. Because
it was like three, right? It was three or four. I can't remember.
Four. For Mount Rushmore, typically four.
J-Roe. Oh, yeah, that's right.
There's four faces.
You're right, yeah. Okay. And who else was on there? The fourth one was a little bit. You know what? For the sake of me extending an olive branch, Zach Wheeler.
Wow. That's
big of me.
That's very big of
that's
you.
Big of me.
Over Steve Carlton.
Yeah, because yeah. I am, you know, I'm all inclusive.
So now you're pandering to Zach Wheeler.
I mean,
this is what we do.
I appreciate it.
We bullied Hugh off of his pitching take.
No, I mean, I just put Zach on there. Well, I'm doing this on the fly.
Yeah, well I want to hear your Eagles Mount Rushmore coming up. I mean,
okay.
Well, it's the Eagles Mount Rushmore is easy in the last 50 years? I don't think it's easy. I think it's challenging.
For the Eagles?
Yeah.
Well, not for me.
Not for me. That's good.
Okay, 215.
So much smarter than all of us. Look at Hugh Douglas.
The guy that claims Spike Eskin's a bully is smarter than the rest of us. I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah. I mean, like, this is my Mount Rushmore, right?
Yeah, but the point is, all you had to do was fill this out, and then you'd be part of the whole thing.
Yeah. Spike's a bully, though, man.
And that was a polite email.
It was not polite. I did not read that as polite.
What word would you use to describe it?
Aggressive.
No, it was not aggressive. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to the phone lines coming up. Kyle Schwarber, it feels to me like Ryan Howard all over again. Peak Ryan Howard. Do you get that feeling? Has Schwarber reached peak Ryan Howard level for you? Landon Dickerson is set to join us after practice. And on the other side, we'll get to it. The Eagles made a trade yesterday to acquire a player that could play a lot. What does it really mean for this secondary? What are the Eagles telling us by this deal? We'll talk about that coming up. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.